Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, everybody. This is David Clark. I'm filling in again today for Brother Ledford. He's away ministering, and so we're thankful for the opportunity to be here. I'm glad to be on the radio again, coming into your homes and cell phones and cars and whatever on Facebook Live here. And so we're just looking forward to this today. I'm going to give you a disclaimer before we get into the word today. You know, have you ever heard the term political snowflake? That's a popular term right now. Well, today's radio broadcast is not going to be for spiritual snowflakes. All right, I'm just going to put that out there now. Today's radio broadcast is not going to be for the religious snowflake. So you've been warned. That's my disclaimer. So don't write in or call in or harass anybody at the radio station about anything I say, because I did warn you ahead of time, gave you ample opportunity to to consider your decision to listen or watch or whatever. But I'm just kidding. But we're going to get into the word today. And I posted this yesterday about what I'd be talking about. And just because it's so critical right now that we acknowledge that there's a problem. There's a big elephant in the room in the church world today. And that is church attendance. Church attendance in the religious world today is almost something of a pastime. It's almost something that doesn't happen anymore. The attendance in the church world is falling off. And I want to talk about why that is. What is going on in the church world today? Why people don't want to go to church? They just don't want to go anymore. And that's not people that are out in the world that are sinners that aren't religious. I'm talking about church people, church folks. People that are naming the name of Christ, that claim to love the Lord but won't go to his house. So today we're going to talk about that. Why go to church? Why? You know, that may seem elementary to some folks, but you'd be surprised at the folks that'll claim to be very spiritual, and then you just don't ever see them in the house of God. I gave this example one time before. You know, a long time ago, talking about church attendance, I think I may have been talking with some friends, but you will always be able to find me whenever my mama calls or she says I'm going to cook or whatever. You will always find me at mama's house. And the reason for that is I don't ever get tired of going there. I don't ever dread going there, because that's mama's house. You know, my dad's there too, but you know how it is. Whenever mama's in there frying chicken, at that point, it's mama's house. He helps cook too, so he's a good cook. I'm just joking. But I love to be at my parents' house, but not just that, just because of the fellowship of the family or whatever. The same way, the same example applies to the Christian. You will find a child of God in God's house. That's just the bottom line. You will find a child of God in God's house. There's so many excuses that folks can give today as to why they don't go. We're going to get into a lot of that. But the bottom line is you're going to find a child of God in God's house. They're going to love to go. I love to go to church. I love everything about it. Now, I know that there's a lot of people viewing, a lot of people listening that are from a lot of different religious backgrounds, and a lot of what I'm going to say may be foreign to you because of my own personal religious background. And I'm Pentecostal, not ashamed of that. I believe in holiness. I believe in righteous living. I believe in Pentecost. I believe in worshiping the Lord. I believe the old time way, and I'm not ashamed of that. You know, it's the only thing I know. But today there's something that we all have in common. This is not just limited to the Pentecostal church. This is not just limited to spirit-filled churches or to one thing. This is across the board. Folks just aren't wanting to go to church anymore. Now, let's talk about this morning. First of all, what is the church? And by way of finding out what the church is, let's establish what it is not. All right. This morning, in today's society, there have been men and women who have turned the church into something that it was never intended to be. All right. Now, I did warn you, this is not for spiritual snowflakes. So if you get offended, just pray for me. All right. Those of you who know me, just pray for me. All right. Because I'm just going to say what the Lord told me to say. All right. The church in today's society has been turned into something that it was never intended to be. The church in today's world could be summarized into two different things. It is, number one, a moneymaker. And number two, it is a social club. It is a moneymaker and it is a social club. It was never intended to be either of those things. But today across the globe, you can see television programs. I don't suggest it. Watch any television preachers on TV. I don't support any television preachers on TV. A couple of programs or stations that are on television that I don't endorse and I don't support because of the fact that they have strayed so far away from what the church was intended to be in the New Testament. What Jesus established his church to be, it is veered so far away from. You can see examples everywhere you go across the world, on television, on Facebook Live. Now we've got this wonderful thing where everybody streams church services live, and it's good for some things and it's bad for some things. It's good for some things because you can see what's going on in the church, and it's bad because you can see what's going on in the church. So they've made it a moneymaker. Everything that you hear on television or whatever on today's churches, everything is asking for money. Everything is about funds or financial benefit. Preachers are using the podium and the platform as a means to make money and accumulate wealth personally for himself. Now, they'll come under the guise of that they're raising money for the church or raising money for this or that or whatever, but you look and then you find out later on their financial statements came out and they've been abusing the money from the church. They've been taking advantage and swindling money, and the church has turned into something that it was not supposed to be. The church, I don't believe that any pastor of any God-fearing, spirit-filled church is going to get rich from that church. I don't believe that. Now, I believe that a church is supposed to take care of the man of God. I believe that a man of God should not have holes in his clothes and all that because the church won't support him. I believe in taking care of the man of God. I believe he should have a place to live. I believe he should have transportation, all that. Not knocking any of that. I'm talking about those charlatans and those swindlers that try to make money and profit financially off of the church that was not designed for that. The church is not a moneymaker. And number two, the church is not a social club. We have programs for everything now in the church world, from singles ministry to art club to movie club to this or that or whatever, to dancing and acting and drama and all that. And some of those things, there's none. Notice I said some of those things. Some of those things there's nothing wrong with. Some of those things is all right. We got to have programs for youth. We got to have youth functions. We got to have things to give them an alternative to going out in the world. I understand that. But the church, for the most part, has turned into a social club, and it was never designed to be that. The church was never designed to be a moneymaker, and it was never designed to be a social club. There is nowhere in the Bible where it teaches that Jesus established this church in Acts chapter 2. It was never established for folks to come and to have parties and be friends, and for people to come and to just have themed this and themed that, and to basically come and just have a hangout. The church is not a hangout. What is the church this morning? The church, first and foremost, is a place for believers to come together for corporate worship. Worship of what? Worship of Jesus Christ and Him alone. Nothing else. Nothing else elevated above him. Nothing else being worshiped or acknowledged. A corporate worship, the body of Christ coming together in one place, in one body, in one mind, with one thing on their heart, and that is to elevate and esteem and worship Jesus Christ. Now, There's a lot of different branches this can go out. And if you're just joining us by way of Facebook this morning, we're talking about why go to church. Why? What's the point? What's the purpose? And we're talking about what the church is this morning as a basis. What is the church today? The church is a place for believers to come together for corporate worship. Now, Ephesians, and I'm not going to read this whole chapter, I don't think. I get carried away sometimes because it's good. I like the context. But Ephesians chapter 4 talks about the church, and it talks about how that we are all the body of Christ and we're fitted together to make up the church. The church of Jesus Christ is not the four walls in the building. I know there's going to be a lot of people that want to argue that they don't go to church because the church is not the building. And you are correct. The church itself is not the building. We are the church. But every person that names the name of Christ is told in the Bible, we're going to get to that in a minute, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves with folks of like faith, come together for corporate worship. Now, there's reasons why we need that. There's things that take place in corporate worship that we need that is very important. It's vital. Let's read here out of Ephesians chapter 4. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That word unity is key here. You can't have unity with just one person. If there's a bunch of people, that's where unity applies. Having unity, one with another, and unity with the Spirit. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Jesus Christ, wherewith he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, gave his spirits unto men. Now that he is ascended, what is it? But he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles. Now listen, he's describing the church. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. What is the purpose of the church? It's for all of us with our different callings, all of us with our different gifts and our different talents to come together and edify the body of Christ, to worship Jesus Christ, and to edify one another with the works of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The purpose of the church is for us to corporately come together and to worship Christ so that the gifts of the Spirit can be in operation, so our talents and our callings can uplift one another and edify one another, but also to hear sound doctrine. Why is that so important? For sound doctrine to go forth in this last day, because the Bible says here, it says that there will be a great falling away, and people are going to be listening to things that, you know, that they have itching ears and they want to be soothed and all that. Let me just read it. This is 2 Thessalonians, and I'll come back to Ephesians. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through 3 says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The Bible in the New Testament is talking about, in the last days, the religious world, the religious, the spiritual society, the people of faith, There's going to be a falling away from truth. There's going to be a falling away. Now, it's just odd to me that in the last days, when this falling away is taking place and folks are giving ears to itch, they're having itching ears, or they're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and they're being lured away. It's just surprising to me that the church attendance in this current day, it is reflective of that, that folks are not wanting to come to church anymore. Now, I know there's a lot of church that are booming right now. Now, don't get me wrong here. Nobody get mad with me. I'm not saying that anyone or any other is wrong or they're devils or whatever. I'm just saying that where the truth of Jesus Christ is preached, you'll always find that the attendance is far less than some mega churches where folks are preaching a gospel that is user-friendly, is seeker-friendly. It gives soothing to the ears, and it's easy to listen to. There's no sin talked about. There's no judgment talked about, but all it is positive thinking and the power of positive thinking. But Christ never at one time in the gospel ever said that his church was established to soothe our ears or to pat us on the backs or tell us how good we are and what our destiny is and all that. He came to save us from our sins, to make disciples out of us so we could go and make disciples for him. But in that comes a lot of things that folks don't want to hear. There's a lot of things that are included in that folks don't want to hear anymore. And you can see that reflected in church attendance. Folks don't want to go to church anymore because the truth is preached and they just don't want to hear it. In the last days, we just read in 2 Thessalonians where he said there'd be a great falling away and people are going to give heed to doctrines of devils and seducing spirits. It's those preachers and teachers and evangelists that don't preach the whole word of God. They leave out everything that is negative and they only highlight the positive in an effort to make it exactly what I said when we first started, to make it a moneymaker and to make it a social club. The church was not designed. Jesus did not establish this thing to be a moneymaker or a social club. The church has nothing to do with raising money for anything. The church was established to make disciples. We come together for corporate worship to edify Jesus Christ, to edify one another, to learn the gospel, to hear sound doctrine, and then to go outside the church and to win folks for Christ. That is the purpose of the church today. Anything other than that is not a church. It's a sham. It's a scam. It's a moneymaker. It's a social club. Now, one other thing I want to talk about here. I don't want to offend anyone, but I did tell you at the beginning of this was not for religious snowflakes. I did read that disclaimer. All right? Another reason why folks don't go to church anymore is because it's merely a tradition. It's merely something that you do on one or two holidays a year. It's merely something that we do to appease our relatives. It's merely something we do because we want our kids to know that on this holiday or that holiday, mom and daddy took them to church. Well, I want to say to you this morning, that is simply not going to work. It is simply not enough. Did Jesus die for you just for the holidays? Somebody tell me, I'm listening. Did Jesus die for you just for Easter or just for Christmas or just for New Year's or just for this or that or whatever or just for someone's baptism? Did Jesus only die for that? I would say to you this morning that Jesus died for the sin of the world 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anytime the church doors are open, it's time to worship. It's time to go and seek God. It's time to edify Christ. It's time to hear sound doctrine. What the church needs in this last day is good Holy Ghost-filled preaching of the gospel, unadulterated, uncompromised word of God, where preachers preach it without fear of persecution, without fear of what people say, without fear of anything, where they simply preach the word of God. Now, I can tell already I'm not going to get to half of what I've got here, so I'm going to try to hurry through this. The church is a place for the saints to be encouraged and educated and to hear the word of God, a place for the Holy Ghost to minister. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that whole chapter talks about the purpose of the church. It talks about the Holy Ghost. It talks about, just go read it. I don't have time to read the whole chapter. 1 Corinthians 12. Now, it's a place to practice discipleship. It's a place for us to come together and to disciple one another. What does that mean? For folks that we win, folks that come in and receive Christ, and they pray the prayer of faith and become saved, it's for us to disciple them. It's for us to teach them the work of God, the word of God. It's for us to teach them the way of righteousness. How do we do that? In preaching and in prayer and in music and in ministry and allowing the Holy Ghost to be in operation in the church. Now, let me just say this. I know folks that used to walk in this old-fashioned Holy Ghost way. They used to be full of the Spirit. They used to attend Spirit-filled churches. Now, they have watered that down, and some of them have started their own church. Some of them attend these churches and whatever, not just in Jacksonville, but around the world. And these churches are running in the thousands, and all they're going for is for the hype. All they're going for is the music, the strobe lights, the screens, and whatever. But I believe the Church of Jesus Christ is going to attend worship. They're going to attend not for what they can receive out of that. Yes, I said that. Now, it's popular today for folks to say, I'm going to church to get my blessing. Can I tell you this morning that church is not for you to go get your blessing? Now, God does bless while we're there. God gives us things that we don't even deserve. He's good and he's faithful, but we don't attend church for what we can get out of church. Somebody help me while I say that this morning. We don't attend church for what we can get out of church. Did you know that? The only thing that we should have on our mind when we walk into the church house is to exalt Christ the Savior, to raise up the name of Jesus, to worship him in a corporate body, to join the saints, and to edify one another while we exalt Christ, where Christ is exalted, where Christ is glorified. Now, the problem that a lot of churches have with that is when we're edifying Christ, we're taking the attention off of ourselves. Because then it's not a seeker-friendly church. Then it's not a user-friendly gospel. Then it's not all the things that they've made it into. Then it's not a moneymaker. Because the attention is on Christ and it's not on us. Jesus has to be glorified or else it's in vain. It's in vain this morning. I know there's a lot of churches running in the thousands. So, I mean, lots and lots of people attending churches, and they're doing lots of things, and the pastor's writing books, and he's doing this and that or whatever, and all that's, you know, whatever. But I'm here to tell you this morning that unless Christ is exalted, unless folks are being discipled, unless people are being brought in, unless the truth of Jesus Christ is being preached, the whole truth, not just the positive aspects of the gospel, but I'm talking about how Jesus died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, from our sins, that Jesus died to deliver us from our sins so that we would go and sin no more, so that we would be delivered from our sins. He died and shed his blood for us so that the Church of Jesus Christ could be a church filled with power. He sent the Holy Ghost to baptize us and to endue us with power so that we could work the works of Christ, so that we could do the things that Jesus did, so we could live holy, so that we could live sanctified, and so we can be the church that Jesus designed us to be in Acts chapter 2. On the day of Pentecost, those 120 up in that upper room, they prayed until they were endued with power, and the results of that was the birth of the Pentecostal church. And I know a lot of people listening this morning are not Pentecostal, but I want to challenge you, if you don't attend a Pentecostal church, get in your prayer closet and pray until the Holy Ghost comes down and reveals to you the truth and the power of his might. There is more to it than just attending church. There's more to it than just claiming the name of Christ. God wants us to be a church filled with his power, a church that is filled with his anointing this morning, so that we can work the works of Christ. In this last day, the church, the world does not need some watered down gospel. They don't need a church that is so wishy-washy. They don't need a seeker-friendly gospel. They need the gospel of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, why do we go? Why do we go? It's about Christ and him crucified, not about us. Now, I want to debunk a couple of things. I got 5 minutes here. I want to debunk a couple of things. Why folks won't go to church. I'll have to get to my second and third pages of notes next time, maybe. Why do folks not go to church? Well, the main thing I hear a lot of times is the church is full of hypocrites. You ever heard that? The church is full of hypocrites. I won't go. Now, isn't that kind of ironic that somebody that claims to be a Christian will sit at home and not worship God while other folks go to church, but they say they're hypocrites? Doesn't that kind of make them a hypocrite too? Isn't that kind of the pot calling the kettle black? Let me ask you this morning. Would you rather go to church with hypocrites, or would you rather go to hell with them? Would you rather go and worship Christ and let everybody else do what they want to do and serve what God they want to serve, but you determine in your heart that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to worship God. It doesn't matter to me who else attends or who doesn't attend or whatever. I've decided in my heart, I have purposed in my life that as for David and David's house, we're going to worship the Lord today. And this is his day. This is God's day. This is a Sabbath day. It's holy. It's set aside to God. So I'm not going to go home and mow the grass. I'm not going to go home and wash the car or go home and watch a football game or whatever. Today is a day that is holy. It's sanctified. It belongs to God. Why do we go to church? I heard people say, well, it's too far to drive. Well, how do folks get to church before there was automobiles? How do you think people got to the house of God before there was horse and buggies or whatever? How do you think folks got to church? They had 2 feet. And they just knew that it was God's day. It was time for worship. And so they said they did whatever they had to do to get there. I imagine folks walked a long way to get to the house of God. It's all depending on what your focus is. We got to get the focus off of me and how it appeases me and how it's made easy for me. And we got to get the focus back on Christ and him crucified. I don't attend church because it's easy for me to get up and get all of us ready. It's easy for us to make it there on time. It's easy. And I love just getting up at the crack of dawn or whatever. It has nothing to do with that, but it doesn't matter if it's easy for me. It's about Christ and him crucified. We're such a selfish and a conceited world today to think that church is designed for us when it's designed to worship Christ. What's the reasons why we don't go to church? We're tired. Well, we're always tired, aren't we? Today, society is always tired. We're either tired or we're sick and tired. Or we're tired of being sick, or we're sick and tired of everything. Everybody's always tired. But let me ask you a question. How tired do you have to be to not acknowledge the Savior of the world, to not exalt Jesus Christ as Savior of your life, who you say you serve? Yet, Sunday morning rolls around, the alarm clock's going off, we snooze it and snooze it and snooze it, lay in the bed, church is already out, we get up in time to make it to a restaurant or get takeout or whatever, and we may not even have God on our mind at any point in the day. Let me ask you, how does Christ get exalted from that? It's too early or it's too late. Kids have to be in bed early. All these things. Family's in town. I can't come. Bring them with you. Let me encourage you today, while I've got to shut this thing down here, let me encourage you on God's day, on the day that the Lord has established for us, get to God's house. You got time this morning. It's only 8:59. Get up. Get out of bed, wash your face, put some clothes on, and get to the house of God. It's not about you. It's about Christ this morning. Let's exalt him on this Lord's day. God bless you all, and have a great day. I'm praying for you. Listen in again next week. God bless you.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.
Want information and insight? We've got it. The Dennis Prager Show at noon at WBOB.